you are like the Jet magazine on my cell phone for 2019.
Yes, this is Mr. Anwar Alston calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. And I would love for the network that I'm calling to play Tim Dog's 1991/1992 Secret Fantasies. It's from the album Penicillin on Wax. It's one of my top 40 favorite songs. Please play Tim Dog's Secret Fantasies. Thank you.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Quiet sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode number 356. It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Names, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, aka the Podfather, aka I am the Frocast, aka the Black Jesse Ventura, and the last aka Rowdy Potty Piper in the building. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the problematic, yet well-spoken, the thrifty Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, and the favorite, a.k.a. of them all, coming to a t-shirt as soon as probably we air this here recording. They working on my shirt, y'all. They taking me seriously. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Look for the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. You can always go to the site, nappyafro.com, and catch the Frocast. You can go to frocast.com if you just want strictly the Frocast. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all those good places. Look for the Frocast. Subscribe, heart, like, give us good ratings, all that. And you can always call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail like you heard the ones at the beginning of the show. You know, shout out to the people that left voicemails this week. We appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, thank y'all. Somebody was listening. You know what I'm saying? Paying attention. You know what I mean? But other than that, don't forget, we got the Patreon, too. We got the Patreon, so you can support all things Nappy Afro. And when you become a Patreon member, you get to see get exclusive content, stuff that you know you normally wouldn't see on Nappy Afro. And that's like big enough as it is. Then you get shouted out on the Frocast if you donate a certain amount of money. You know, well, you get shouted out once. You know, if you donate, period. So, but yeah, man, you know, come a member, little as a dollar. It's all good. Well, enough pandering. Queen Germ, how was your week?
It was pretty good. Always events happening all over the place. Had a crazy encounter yesterday. I went to Krispy Kreme. Well, I wanted to go to Krispy Kreme. Pull up in the parking lot. I saw a man sprawled out in front of the building.
Did you spring into action to help him?
No, I took a picture of his ass laying on the ground, and I proceeded to continue driving.
So you didn't stop and see if he needed any help?
Well, he clearly didn't need no help. You was laid out in front of the door. First, when I pulled up, you were sitting there like you were enjoying the day. Then the next thing, you laid on your back like you was inside of a casket. So I don't know whether you are staging a protest of some kind, or you tired, or whatever, but
maybe
you wasn't dead.
Protesting the hot light wasn't on.
And it wasn't. Oh. And therefore, I usually don't pull up in there. And I said, you know what? That's what made me notice it. When I saw him on the ground, I said, the hotline ain't even on. What am I coming up here for? Mm. And I was just like, you know what? It must not be meant for me to eat no donuts today. Mm. And I proceeded to drive on off. Mm. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Exciting week there.
Yeah. Crazy encounter. But, you know, yeah. I didn't really encounter him. But, you know, in that process, I was just like, but I do have to take a picture of this trash. So, I did.
Yeah, man. But, you know, my week.
How about you?
Well, you know, everything's still working, still, you know, in the land of the employed.
Thank God.
You know what I'm saying? And so I ain't got too much to complain about. Besides that, he was white, so, yeah, that's cool. I'm sure it wasn't a black man. I was going to say, how you going to leave a black man stranded like that?
I mean, he wasn't stranded. He looking like he's enjoying himself.
Yeah, but, you know, just getting tired of some of these weed dealers on the street, man. These niggas, they ridiculous, bro, like.
Mm. Weed dealers ridiculous?
Yes, man. Oh. I just need to find me a nice, consistent guy that always have, like, great weed. Preferably white, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all black niggas, y'all be killing me, man. Y'all niggas too iffy and shady, and I don't understand. Hustlers these days, ridiculous. I saw a meme the other day that said, hustlers back in the day used to give kids money and buy ice cream for everybody, throw cookouts and everything. These new niggas, they don't give a damn. They don't do none of that shit.
They say, get your own hustle, nigga.
Yeah, like that shit ain't. Y'all got to look out for the community. Y'all pump y'all poison in, man. But you know, I digress. This ain't the show for that.
I was going to say, you getting out there. You trying to get deep on the nigga.
Yeah, man. You know, just saying. Get back to the community. Maybe, you know, goddamn. All y'all niggas want to do, make all them. Y'all don't even want to buy bags no more for your goddamn weed. Y'all giving niggas weed and goddamn torn up Walmart bags.
No.
Napkins, lottery receipts. Receipts, paper bags from your McDonald's. Like, what is y'all niggas doing? That used to be a whole part of the whole drug deal. The part of you bagging up your dope, having a nice bag with maybe a Batman sign or some kind of design, okay. Dollar signs, something. These niggas today, man, they don't care, man. So, you know, it's sad. But, you know, this ain't the show for that.
This ain't the show for that.
But this is the show for some bullshit. And let's go ahead and jump into the bullshit. Bullshit. Have you ever heard of CC Tail Fair?
Not until today.
But. Okay. Well, CC Tail Fair is a transgender woman. She competed as a man last year in track and field, but competed as a woman this year, and she won the NCAA title.
You don't say.
Yeah. CC Tail Fair, she was born and raised as Craig Telfer, and competed on the Franklin Pierce University men's track and field team during her first 3 years of college, won the women's 400-meter hurdles national title at the 2019 Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Telford dominated the competition, winning in 57.53, and second place was way back at 59.21. 2 seconds and goddamn, the track is a lot. So she blew the motherfucking girls out. They said prior to joining the women's team this season, Telford was a mediocre D2 athlete who never came close to making it to nationals in the men's category. In 2016 and 2017, Telford ranked 200 and 390th, respectively, among D2 men in the 400-meter hurdles. She didn't run outdoor track in 2018 as either a man or a woman. Now she's a national champion in the event simply because she switched her gender. Wow. Telford's coach did say that even though she competed on the men's team her first 3 years, her gender fluidity was present from her freshman year. Okay.
And it ain't nothing fluid about the way that person looked. That nigga looked like a nigga.
Okay, but in all fairness, I don't think this is nice. You just can't, like, so if I'm a garbage men's basketball player, I can change my gender and join the girls' basketball team?
I mean, the people who got rights.
I mean, that's just like, that's wild. That's wild. Like, not saying that, you know, she,
I can tell you what it looked like.
Go ahead, tell me.
So, the way I see it, especially when your features ain't even soft enough for you to thought that shit was what you supposed to be.
So, you think she clown chasing?
You got to be. Because do you see what this person looked like? Okay. He looked like a man.
She.
Yeah, she looks like a man. So you have done nothing. If you saying that you are identifying as this female being, mm-hmm. right? There has to be some proof. Then they talk about they don't have a set thing about how much lower your testosterone has to be in order for this to be considered as, you know what I'm saying, that you are now a female or whatever, because they have not designated the amount of testosterone or whatever you're supposed to have. But my thing is, if you look at the individual, she has done nothing to make herself look like you really want to be a woman. So to me, it looked like a stunt. Now, I hope I'm not wrong, because I don't want to offend nobody. But just looking at how it is, if we looking at the facts, nobody get no feelings involved. You look at the fact that this person has competed in male sports and not done very well. Mm-hmm. Okay, not well at all.
Yeah.
The first year you switch it up and say, now we a girl, you busting the people's stats up.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it looked like it's a play.
And don't forget, the male hurdles are taller than the women's hurdles. So she, you know, she was able to, she had advantage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
you a man.
Yeah.
You done trained as a man. You done switched the game up. So now you over here.
I think this is going to be rampant now. Like, so they saying the rules say that you have to have a year. You got to take a year off of suppression with your testosterone or whatever like that, or whatever supplement.
And then you can come back.
And then you can come back. But, I mean, so that must be why she sat out last year. 18.
Must be. But she came back strong this year. Wow. Because she's the champion.
I mean, hey, I'm telling you, it's going to be a coach that's going to get five boys.
Yeah.
And say, all of y'all are going to be transgender girls, and we're going to win this state title.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
And there's nothing nobody can do about it.
Yes. You can't question it.
Because you can't win for losing. Because the people going to say, if you come down on them and you go through all this extra testing, you know what I'm saying? They're going to complain about it. So then when your setup is looking crazy.
I'll be a coach. I'll be like, yo, I'm like, all my.
I'm just not for. I mean, because my thing is, you got real people out here who doing this thing and they not doing it for play. You know what I'm saying? So now you messing up people who really going through all of these surgeries and, you know what I'm saying, all of this medication to do this transformation when you got somebody else over here playing and stuff. That shit is not respectable. It's not. I mean, it's not cool, because you know that's not really what you're doing. Don't mess it up for the people who really live in their life.
Yeah, they kicking the niggas ass.
Yeah. And I'm like, you a whole nigga out here. Balls and all. I'm not understanding. Like, what the hell is going on with you? Like, you ain't did nothing.
That should motivate the other girls to try to beat him. Beat her. Like, because, like, oh, that's, you going to these lengths to beat me? Or I'm whoop your ass then. Let's go.
I mean, and they might be, but I don't like it, because some people try to say the more testosterone you have in your system anyway, you have an unfair advantage, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, even with men. If I was a man with extra testosterone.
Yeah. And so, but I mean, like I said, to me, he ain't did enough to make himself look like no girl for me to believe. Shit, that's a nigga.
That's a she.
Okay.
She identifies as a her, so please.
She ain't identifying as nothing. She identifying as somebody who's cheating these real ladies out of their doggone championship.
Hey.
That's what that is. Because, I mean, like I said, you ain't even do nothing.
Hey, she won the race.
Okay. Fraudulent.
I mean, we can't take that from her. She did win the race.
Okay.
You know, so she did beat all them chicks out there. Hey, ladies, like Nikki told y'all a long time ago, step your dick up. She did.
I guess so. All the way. Stepped it up.
I wonder, do she tuck her shit while she running? You know what I'm saying? Like, or did she just be letting it flap and shit? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to need us not to know that.
I'm just asking. I mean, you know, questions that need answers. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. So what y'all think, people? You think she tucks it, or she letting it got dog?
Ooh, I'm going to need y'all not to care.
Just saying. I mean, tucking it got to be a little more uncomfortable when you're running and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Yeah, like if you're just going out for a night or something like that, tucking it probably wouldn't be that bad. But you run a race, now you got to just let it hang free. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, shout out
to... I wouldn't know anything about
to that. To CeCe Telfer. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no shout out, because she's trifling.
She's a champion.
Okay.
You got to respect the champ.
Or not. But moving right along.
Yes. Speaking of switching, Dollar Tree. I hear they're about to up some prices in the store. They're starting including pricier products amid pressure from Trump's tariffs.
Price what products?
Dollar Tree is quietly adding pricier products to the assortment of some of its stores.
Oh.
It is known for being the only major dollar store chain in the U.S. to exclusively sell products for a dollar and under.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar Tree manufactures about 40% of its products in China. Increased prices will help it to manage the rising cost to import these products that are being brought on by the tariffs imposed by Donald Trump.
Y'all favorite president.
Hey, did you see Trump's new haircut by any chance?
Oh, I can't.
I'm going to show it to you. You got to see it. You got to see it. Live on air, people.
The foolery.
Yes. I wish that might be the picture this week. Look at that. You Google Trump, haircut comes up. He look like he got the little slimy.
Hold on.
Oh, see if we can get a better picture than that. We gotta get a better picture than that. Let's go to images. Yeah, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Looking presidential. Look at him.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, look at him.
They might have cleaned him up a little bit.
Look at him. The Donald got the new hairstyle. Looking like damn. he look like a little real estate tycoon for real, uh-huh, now. But yeah, man, so hey, dollar store, how you feel about that? You spend a lot of money in dollar store, don't you?
Not really.
Hey man,
spend enough money.
I know people that shop like grocery in there.
I do too. That's the sad part.
That's the man, cause they have some not
that they shit have some be, shit. It can't be.
Yeah, they got meat in there, steak.
Yep. And I know people eating them.
For a dollar. Steak.
And that gotta be steak bacon.
No, it's real.
Bacon steak.
It
ain't real.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I the people who eat this thing is real too, but it ain't something ain't right. You can't get no steak for no sandwich. Bacon. I mean, you're getting no steak for no dollar.
I mean, if it's just choice, it's probably like that sick cow that was about to die, and it was on his last leg, and it was like, yo,
the swine flu.
Yeah, we got to kill this cow now. Because, I wouldn't even trust that shit, because the frozen, nah. But yeah, you get steak in there. You get everything in the dollar store.
Everything. Eggs.
Some of the shit be amazing. Mix. You'd be like, this is a dollar? You'd be asking yourself, like, this is a dollar?
Orange juice.
Like, come on, man. This can't be a dollar. It don't be real.
They got some good cleaning supplies in there, too.
Yeah, cleaning supplies. I will fucks with them, man. Go to there before you go to the movies. Fill up on your candy and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a dollar. Don't spend all that money at the, just buy popcorn from the movie theater.
That's all you need.
But yeah, so Dollar Tree rolling out new expensive items, man. So be on the lookout for those items. Man, if just think what you're getting for a dollar, something's going to be like $2 or $3 in there. You might get a car in that motherfucker for like $5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really, a car.
Yeah. You think so?
Positive.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I mean, you know saying how long it's going to last, but you know, you can get
5 minutes.
Yeah. So shout out to Dollar Tree.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't really like the people raising their prices because you're not the Dollar Tree no more.
They're not raising the price. They're bringing in pricier items.
They're bringing in pricier items.
Yes.
So that means it's going to cost more than a dollar.
Yeah. So they're not raising
prices. So they are raising the prices.
They're just bringing in other stuff that they didn't have and it just costs more.
Okay.
Well, news of the weird, man. The moment morbidly obese 600-pound drug dealer is forced to plead guilty from the back of an ambulance because he's too unfit to walk into the Ohio courtroom. So, Kurt Lionel Smith, 42 years old, pled guilty to cocaine trafficking and being a felon in possession of a gun on Wednesday outside the Hamilton County Courthouse. That's Cincinnati, people, if you was wondering. He was sentenced to 2 years, and the sentencing occurred on the loading dock. Police said they raided his house, but they couldn't do nothing because he was just too big. They couldn't physically arrest him because he was just too big. They couldn't get him out the house.
I mean, this is a big old nigga, but I don't know how you selling dope because people must be scared of you. Because ain't no way in the world I would be scared to get some dope from a nigga who couldn't chase me.
But I mean, he got a gun. He was in possession of a felon. So, I mean, he got the gun. He got the blicky.
He got to have it.
Yeah, then he's 600. He can't go nowhere. He got to sell dope.
And he's
he
selling it out of his house.
He got to. Where he going to go?
That's no good, though.
Yo, but then, like, they was in there like, how y'all going to call the police on this man, bro? Like, I mean,
they was hating.
It had to be hate because they said a tip is what got him. So somebody in the neighborhood had to get Big Man out the damn hood. They were like, yo, man, we got to get Big Man off the block so we can make some money. This nigga always home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he always, like, you ain't never got to call him and be like, yo, bruh, man, he always home. He ain't never go. He was a 24-hour drug spot.
Yep.
And, like, man, that's niggas was hating. They said, man, had weed, coke, all kinds of shit.
He had it going on, but that nigga is big.
Yeah, he a big joker. Like the cop in the story kept changing it. Like, yo, he's 600 pounds. He's 700 pounds. He's five. Like, he went from 500 to 700. I was like, yo, I mean.
Which one is it?
Yeah. And then, like, this big joker, like, how you going to put him in jail?
Child, they couldn't even get him to go to court.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how you going to put him in jail? Like,
y'all ain't got no sale for this nigga. He going to be on house arrest.
They act like something. Like, what are they going to do with this guy? Like, you can't.
It ain't nothing they can do with him.
He ain't going to fit in nobody damn jail cell.
I guess he'll lose a quick 100 pounds in a minute.
Shit. God damn. And they're going to have to give him his own, like, bro. Like,
he's going to have to be in solitary confinement. They might have to knock out a wall in there.
How he gonna get any? They gonna have to get him a special room. Like, he gonna be in an infirmary or something.
For a while.
Just laying in the bed. Just like, yo, bro, you gotta do your time here, bro. Like, it's the only room we can get you in and out. Like, you gotta do your damn time in the kitchen or something where they got damn loading docks and shit like that. So that's what your ass required.
Oh my gosh. Nigga, just leave his bed.
He gonna do his time in the warehouse and receive, and they gonna be like, yo, bro.
You gotta just put him on the forklift and lay him on up in there.
Lift his ass up.
Because that nigga is huge.
Hey, I mean, but yo, props to that nigga. Like, bro, you can't, I mean, like, the police be like, yo, it's a fat ass nigga selling dope out here. Who? Man, bro, just look for the fattest nigga. Like, that's him.
Yes, the biggest one.
Yes. Like, that's that nigga. Like, bro, like, man. That's tough crazy. Life.
That is crazy.
But, I mean, I can't knock him, man. If your circumstances and that's the hand you was dealt, then you gotta goddamn serve
that's the hand you dealt yourself.
Hey, man.
That's what that was.
So shout out to Mr. Smith, man. Kirk, big Kirk, man. Look at him, boy. He like old dope dealer. He got plenty mug shots.
Oh, he done been in there before?
Damn. He on some no snitching shit. It says Smith was able to give brief answers that consisted of one or two words, and when asked if he wanted to make a statement, the man is said to have attempted to but was unable to speak. Yeah. They first got information he was selling drugs back in April of 2018. We received a Crime Stoppers tip and some information from the community that an individual up on Rosewood and Hartwell. See, niggas snitching. Oh, man. It was obvious that there were people running for him because he's so large. As I mentioned, 600 to 700 pounds. He wasn't able to move around freely. Wow. So, yeah, man. Golly. 600-pound drug dealer. He taking his destiny in his own hands. He ain't sitting back. He knowing what's going on, man. You okay? You all right?
That smoke is strong.
My bad. I think the fan just blowing it in your face. From 600-pound drug dealers to this sicko right here. Said father who made his kids have sex with him, his wife, ex-wife, and dog gets 340 years in prison.
That's disgusting.
They say Christopher Cena, no relation to John, no relation, received 60 life sentences Tuesday for sexually abusing his children for years. A judge handed down 341 years to Cena, who was convicted in February of charges including conspiracy to commit sexual assault, lewdness with a child under the age of 14, sexual assault with a minor under the age of 14, and possession of visual presentation depicting sexual conduct of a child. God, dog. That just sound bad. All them words just sound bad.
Whatever.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it's just disgusting.
I mean, Vegas police detailed what they call the disturbing case against Cena, his wife Deborah, and his ex-wife. So how you get your wife, your current wife, and your ex-wife... How you luck up and find two slimeball women that was willing to go along with this shit?
And you got them fucking with the churn, too.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's nasty.
Yes. How do you find, like, come on now.
They don't even need to waste the government time and money.
340 years, man.
Kill them.
Yes. Go ahead and get him the injection.
Just kill him because that shit don't make no sense. Like, who in their right mind think that's okay?
It costs about what? About $100,000 a year to house an inmate?
Yeah.
$100,000.
That's what they say. I mean,
100,000. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, ain't nobody got no business on.
What are they doing to these niggas in jail?
Not a damn thing.
My upkeep ain't even $100,000 a year.
The average person ain't upkeeping $100,000 a year and people ain't making that kind of money.
God, dog.
And it's a big business, so that's why they keep pumping them people in there. But them people right there, all them need to go down. Like, put them down like a dog.
I see why them niggas like jail. They take care of you like that.
It can't be, though. That can't be right.
That's That's
I mean, that's what they're saying, but fact check that, because I just need the government
how
to know
how much
that you can do. I could do a whole lot with $100,000.
House and inmate per year. Let's see.
I could do good.
According to the Vera Institute of Justice, incarceration costs an average of more than $31,000 per inmate per year.
Okay.
In some states, it is as much as $60,000.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah, so you got from $31,000 to $60,000 a year. My upkeep ain't that much.
If you say so.
It ain't.
You don't think you spend at least $12,000 in weed a year?
Hell no, it's $1,000 a month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I did not spend that much in weed.
Oh, okay.
$1,000
moving right along. Moving right along, next topic.
$1,000 a month in
weed? Yeah.
You know how much weed that is?
I don't, because I don't smoke reefer.
But I'm just telling you, $1,000, that's like almost a pound. That's at least a half a pound.
So what, $500 a month?
Nah, yeah. Not that much. No.
I think so. I think that's we're in the ballpark now.
No.
You had to think
it's
about
probably
it.
Probably about
$550.
About three.
Nah, it's more than $300.
No, it's like three. It's about $350.
Okay.
Yeah, about $350. Because 50 cycles, 7 days. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
50 times. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's 30 days in a month, and I bought some of it. It lasts about that many days, 10. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll go with that.
Okay.
But yeah, yo, this dude is a sicko, man. Yeah, bro. God,
I mean, the people gonna kill him anyway, so he ain't gonna get to see all them sentences he got.
This shit is horrible. Golly. Man, but
jailhouse justice will.
It will survive.
Yes.
And he will get the jailhouse treatment. Speaking of people getting some bad treatment, we have a bride. She shames the wedding guests who allegedly bought 10 Tupperware containers to take home leftovers.
I mean, and that don't even make no sense, because the lady said she had a small ceremony. So why did you think that it was going to be so much of leftovers?
She said, my husband and I have a very small wedding ceremony and reception. Probably about 25 people were invited. Only close family members and a handful of friends. However, a few days before the wedding, her dad's friend asked if he could bring his daughter and her husband to the nuptials, to which she said she didn't have a problem with it. So the daughter shows up without her husband, but with about 10 Tupperware containers to take food. The outraged bride claims, stating her wedding was buffet style. Oh, shit. God damn.
I think she loaded up the 7 Tupperware containers.
She loaded up 7 Tupperware containers with food to take home. Took about 3 containers of homemade cookies, a couple of bottles of beers, and most of the centerpieces, she wrote.
Oh, my. Now, that's a cleanup. And I promise you, she ain't get that girl no good gift.
And she gave her, and when we opened up our gift from her, she gave us $5. Not even kidding. A $5 bill.
No, that's terrible. I would have had to beat her.
Hmm. Yes. The bride went on to claim that the offended woman was not poor by any stretch of the imagination and stated she was probably better off than the bride. But y'all don't understand. The rich people are the cheapest.
Yeah, but you wouldn't dare come and get no 7 Tupperwares of no food that I got and give me $5. Heifer, you need to run me at least $50 for my gift if you're going to take that much of food. You got more than $5 worth of food when you ate by yourself.
Hell yeah. Because the way they price out these wedding meals.
Child, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand
how
that.
You come to the wedding with Tupperware dishes?
She you need to prepare. Stop at the door.
Hey, listen. I don't need to know the race of this person, but I think I know the race of this person. They're black with a capital B.
No, they're not.
Yes.
No, they're
that's
not.
Capital B moves right there. She showed up with 10 Tupperware dishes. She came prepared.
No.
Yes.
Black people don't do that.
Yes, we do. We invented the take-home tray. I know you know. That's what you see it. Full flex in your
don't
house.
Don't do that.
All the time. When y'all throw little events, them niggas come, they eat, and they dip. They fix all these plates for everybody in the neighborhood. Oh, you know I got to get a plate for Miss Anna down the street. You know, she been sick.
She never sick. But she don't need to eat.
That ain't, y'all need to stop lying. I see through all these lies. Like, why are you taking these people? If I'm sick, I damn sure don't want no goddamn fried turkey and all that shit you put on that plate. Like, they sick. They don't need to eat that shit.
You so don't listen.
Yes, that was capital B. I know it for a fact. I believe it in my heart.
And
she left $5. We are horrible tippers. You know that.
That was a gift.
That we shit, you better be glad you got a gift.
I'd be doing good. I make sure everybody get at least $20.
Amen.
At least. You might look up if it's a pay period. I might give you 50.
Wow. God damn. I need to put you on my friend list.
I know, right?
Sheesh. You just like that? Hey, no wonder they love old Queen Germ over there. Golly.
I do what I can for the people.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got to do what you can, man. Take care of the people will take care of you. At least that's what they say. So, yeah, man. That's awesome. I love that story on all fronts.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody should have beat her ass, but y'all sat back and let her do it, didn't say nothing.
But she wouldn't have got the first one filled.
Hell no. I'd be like, whoa. What can you get some of these cookies. What is you doing?
You can get a beer, but you can't get both, boo.
Yeah, matter of fact, you eat what you can hold. Ain't no taking that home. I mean, you don't take that home until it's the end of the night.
Yeah, and everybody done got it, and I'm like, trying to get rid of stuff. Now, my thing is, it sounds like some cracker shit when you talking about the lady got the centerpieces. Niggas don't want no centerpieces, but they take centerpieces all the time. To do what with?
I don't know why people take them shits. That shit is so weird to me. I see that shit when we
got... I can see if you a party person where you always having functions. You might need some stuff.
Niggas take...
But if you taking it home, that thing better mean something to me.
That shit weird. People do it. I forgot who shit it was that they were taking the centerpieces.
I mean, if it was a live flower, if it was something that I could use when I leave this place. But you talking about some shit that just going to be set up in my house? No, I don't need that.
Yeah, people do it. Weird people.
Weird people do weird things.
Man. Yes. Do we have sympathy for this woman? Black wife asks for funds after allegedly terroristic top in-laws drag her through court. Husband is useless. So, GoFundMe user Vandrina Cotton Meek says husband racist family is terrorizing her. There's been a GoFundMe campaign circulating on social media because of how absurd and exhausting the explanation behind it sounds. Vandrina Cotton Meeks, we're going to call her BCM from now on because I'm not saying that name again, wants to raise $50,000 to help her fight her husband's racist family in court. The woman says they've been placing bogus charges against her like stalking and making threats in order to ruin her life because she's black. She even lost her job behind the madness, and now she faces a year in prison. But please read for yourselves how Adrena says her swirly marriage might be the end of her freedom. FYI, none of it mentions what the hell her husband's been doing to help her. So, it says, Joel and I are an interracial couple. After 8 years of dating and extremely negative reaction from his parents, we got married in late 2016. Hmm. Okay, first mistake.
Thank you.
First mistake. You married a nigga who parents weren't cool with y'all relationship. I know that y'all say, hey, he told you, girl, don't worry about them. I'm marrying you, blase, squaze. That shit matters because if you're going to be around them, motherfucker. I can see if y'all live like 20 states away and y'all never seen each other, so it's not that big of a deal. You know, you can put up with their bullshit, the love, once you see them every 2-3 years, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, oh. But if y'all live near each other and you're going to have to see them all the time.
That shit ain't going to work.
Yeah, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work.
Somebody going to get hurt, yeah. And clearly you finna get locked the fuck up.
Approximately 6 weeks into our marriage, Joel's brother and his brother's wife accused me of sending death threats but had zero evidence or forensics. Their reasoning for blaming me was because we don't get along. how they accuse you of death threats and they had no proof? They just saying it.
I mean, they could be making up anything.
Yeah.
But she deserves it because she looks stupid.
Between 2017... January 2017 and April 2017, my brother-in-law and his wife called my job, stalked me at work, and complained about me to my manager, whom they didn't know. Wow. Now he's starting to fuck with my bag.
Exactly.
Like, that can't happen.
But look at him. Look at him. He don't even look like he like her.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
I mean, he looked dirty.
A day shy of our 5-month wedding anniversary.
Who's celebrating 5 months? But go ahead.
Hey, look, people. Hey, I guess it's so tough with marriage these days. You got to count every month.
I guess
as
so.
A victory because motherfuckers is dropping. A day shy of our 5-month wedding anniversary, which makes no sense.
Exactly, because I need me some more gifts, nigga.
My in-laws had me arrested for sending terroristic threats. During this, we learned that they did not have evidence, and the police went through my phone without a warrant. Mm. My bond at the time, 50 G's. I ended up missing a day at work, but I was released after 21 hours. So, first of all, you went to jail with no, like, what? See?
Y'all be so pressed trying to do this interracial thing.
A month later, I was served and had to appear in DeKalb County Court for the same charges, but as a TPO. The charge in the judge in the case ruled in my sister-in-law's favor to help her sleep at night, and my husband and I were barred from having direct and indirect contact with his family, extended family, and their friends, or being within 100 yards of them for a year. So already you got restraining orders on you, you and your husband. So that should be key. Y'all leave these motherfuckers alone. They don't not. Y'all quit trying to force y'all interracial marriage in their faces. Yeah. They like, yo, we don't give a fuck. We don't want to fuck with you. But you, no, I want you to see that it, love is blind. I'm your daughter-in-law. You're going to have to accept that.
And they going to leave your ass right
there. You're going to have to accept that. You know, she probably got one of them whiny voices. I know she does. I know she does.
And she looked terrible.
Just before the scheduled date of the trial, October 2017, I was fired from my day job. Damn, day job. So you must got two jobs. Like, Shawty really a hard worker.
Yeah, and she a hard worker. Meanwhile, your man is letting his people terrorize you.
When I asked the manager why, he stated I was no longer a good fit after speaking with your in-laws. Like, who are these people? Who are these people that everybody just know, take their word?
Exactly. They know the people.
What town do you live in? You said DeKalb County.
Yeah. So you in the A and they getting it going on like that?
Yes, my in-laws complained to my manager enough to get me fired from my well-paying job that I had a stellar review.
That sounds like a fast food place. She ain't been no good worker nowhere if the people just taking niggas off the street coming in there telling you something. If I don't work somewhere long enough, they going to be like, Bridgette, oh, yeah. You got to come. Correct. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, you couldn't. You must have worked there for 5 months too.
Hey, you had a stellar review for 1 week prior, so you had a good review 1 week.
And now you done lost your damn job.
And the next week, we just had a good fit. Like, what the hell? Like, what do people got on you? Hey, goddamn. Since I am a caregiver for my mom, and I know how the justice system can behave towards people of color, I made the decision with my lawyer to forego the trial and take several months of anger management instead.
What?
This allowed me to avoid 1 year in prison if I would have lost the case. What case? What case? Why are you scared? Did you threaten these people?
She did something.
If you say I did something to you and you don't have no evidence, are we going to trial?
Well, I never did it.
We going to trial. I'm fighting this because guess what? In the end, you got me fired from my job.
Well, I'm finna get
something. I got proof that y'all talked to my manager and got me fired. Like, what are we talking about here, lady? Like, I'm not believe this. This story is bizarre.
It's either she's lying, or I don't know what these people got going on.
So, around January 2018, my lawyer received notice that I was being charged with contempt in Fulton and DeKalb counties. Okay. Wow. If I were found guilty of contempt, I would be listed as a felon and would be required to serve 1 year in prison. The reason for the contempt allegation, my in-laws claimed I liked an Instagram post of theirs. After going to a bench trial in Fulton, the judge found I was not in contempt and informed my in-laws they could not send me to jail because they didn't like me, especially since they never presented evidence or forensics that I had done anything they alleged. Okay, so how did you get in that situation anyway? Because they said you did something. So apparently, how did the judge not retroactively say, hey, that was some bullshit, we putting you through all this trouble? And for no reason, but yeah. I mean,
they should be able to try to contact the girl's job. I don't care where she was working at, but she should be able to get her little job back and go ahead with her life. But the thing that making me laugh the most about the mess is when they start with the begging at the end of the thing, talking about something, they would appreciate any funds you could part with to help them. Mm-hmm. And then you gonna go from talking about the cost of a cup of coffee to a tax refund. Nigga, you must be really smoking some good shit. Because you think somebody finna give you this for this bogus-ass story? Part of me really don't want to believe that this is even going on. Mm-hmm. I think this is some shenanigans that you put out there to see you fishing, trying to see if somebody will be crazy enough to give you some money. And then you talking about some no amount will be turned away. No shit, Sherlock. You surely ain't giving nobody no money back when you around here with a $50,000 bail for some old fraudulent stuff you's claiming. You and this old dusty man probably finna go on a trip with whatever money y'all raised from y'all little scam. Mm-hmm. And then got the nerve to put the Lord in there.
Then they said it ran into his family at a restaurant. And luckily they saw them immediately after they arrived. So they dipped out and ran.
Ain't nobody would be making me do all that.
Look, the brother-in-law told the people in the restaurant, don't serve them. God.
I mean, they must be some powerful people.
Jesus Christ.
They got
Christ.
Some pull or something.
So yeah, man. To get to the end, so that brings us to the day. So basically, the family didn't put her through a whole bunch of bullshit. When she received a letter for a felony indictment in the mail, from what I've read and been told, that means they went to a prosecutor, which had a grand jury hearing in order to file these felony charges against me. The charges, terroristic threats and stalking, the dates that these allegedly took place, the same dates they sent us death threats.
Wow. And the people gave them harassing calls, and they were saying, like, she shouldn't have a baby, and if she did, they'll ruin her life and her livelihood or some crap.
Listen to this. Yeah. So after all that, Joel and I need your help. As I mentioned above, I've been out of work, steady work since 2017, so Joel is our sole breadwinner. Our current plan was to hire the same attorney we had for the Fulton case, but I know he charges at least $50,000. The $35,000 is just for the attorney fees, and the additional $15,000 is for the digital forensic experts. If you know us, you know we don't like asking for help and normally go through trials and tribulations on our own. But with the hearing taking place in 2 weeks, we need to raise those attorney fees ASAP. It was like, my family literally can't survive if I go to prison.
And that's clearly. Clearly, if you working two jobs and this nigga got his mama now playing with you.
Look, we would appreciate any funds you could part with to help us, from the price of a cup of coffee to a tax return. No amount would be turned away. Oh, she sound like a preacher.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Joel Austin. That's his name.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't play with the Lord now.
Jesus. So, do we feel bad for this woman?
I don't. Because I don't believe it's real.
I mean, it sounded like the family was a terrorist.
Yeah. And my thing is, if you really want to shut something down, you start acting stupid for real. Let them see the nigga that's in you for real.
But she ain't got nothing in her.
But you around here crying and shit.
Crying about, because Joe family don't like you.
Exactly. And I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have married his ass. Because you telling me your people don't like me that much.
Mm-mm. They didn't call my job. Got me fired from my
web. You mess up one check. Let one check be short. And see how I get
mad when I have to come home like for some bullshit. Like, what? God damn it, I got to come home for this? Like, I mean, one day, Queen Jern was angry with me. Called me at work, you know. I had to come home, straighten her out, man.
Whatever, nigga. You don't do no straightening over here.
Yeah, man. I had to come home, straighten out, man.
Sometimes,
and
that's what you want to call it.
Yeah. I remember that day, too. I was like, man, she's going to start out this argument, man. Like, we was in a heavy argument. Like, we was about 75 deep on the text. I was like, man, let me call her and see what's up. Then we arguing. Well, you know, we don't really argue. She fussed at me. I just listened.
You really don't listen. If you listen, we wouldn't have half the problems we got. Just listen and do what I ask you to do.
But I mean, but that sometimes that doesn't work.
It does.
I'm so defiant. Remember
that. I know.
Remember that. I'm so defiant.
If he would just listen.
She said that to her mama about me. I was just like, hey, really?
Did I?
Yes. That's why I keep clowning, because you said it like, yeah.
That was in the beginning, too.
Yeah, you say so defiant. I was just like, what? Like,
it's an unruly nigga.
You talk about Juan, or you talk about me? Like,
talking about you, nigga.
I was just like, geez, defiant? Mm-hmm. He's just so defiant. I had to go look that word up.
Whatever, nigga. You knew what I meant.
I was just like, hold on, maybe that's a good thing or something.
Nah, bruh.
It wasn't. So, yeah, man. We don't got no sympathy for you, Shawty, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew what it was when you signed up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You know them people did not like your ass. In
Georgia, it ain't going to go smooth as you think it's going to go.
I mean, they gave her all the signs. The people showed you that they didn't like you from the gate. You should have left. Now y'all running around here talking about y'all trying to get some money up. No, nigga, you will not have a great 5-month wedding anniversary trip on me.
That was something. Lawyer charged $50,000. If there ain't no evidence, you don't really need no goddamn lawyer.
Exactly. They ain't sifting through nothing.
I mean, if they don't got no evidence, why do you need a lawyer? I mean, damn. Look, you get $10,000, I do your motherfucking case for you.
Ma'am.
Pay all my expenses to Atlanta.
Ma'am.
And my time in Atlanta, cover all of that. I think 10 to 15 will do it.
So, I'm pretty sure it will.
Yes. Like, this case, I mean, we're going to be in Atlanta for like 3-4 days. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good time. You know what I mean? We're going to get work done, of course. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we're going to get you freed. You know what I'm saying?
Because you never were going to jail.
You're not going to jail. So just make sure I have my $15,000 and you know.
It done going from 10 to 15?
Well, you know, I thought about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if she willing to give somebody 50, you might as well.
Yeah, I take 15. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The little 5% bump, you know what I'm saying? You know, a little $5,000 bump. That was, you know what I'm saying, to cover the, you know, the extracurriculars
while we're the in weed. Atlanta.
No, no.
The weed.
A couple of W's. You know what I'm saying?
When I tell you, I love that.
The Westin. The
what's going on at the Westin?
Oh, hey. Find out. You got to be there.
I don't know. I don't know about the Westin.
Then shake joints. You know what I mean? All that.
Now this nigga trying me. Next thing on the donkey. Come on.
Yeah. We're going to have a good old time.
You're going to mush around and have a damn black eye, too.
TV talk. The only thing, we didn't watch The Chi this week because, you know, Queen Germ, like I said, she is a horrible TV watching person because she don't value TV watching. So, therefore, she don't make time for shows. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, you don't make time for shows. Like, okay. You just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't. That's why I'm like, so we didn't get to watch The Chi this week.
I'm feeling like Chrisette Michelle in him. Blame it on me.
Blame it on me.
Uh-uh. Don't do that. Don't mess up my girl's song.
Say it's my fault.
So what did we get to watch? Tell the people that. Don't focus on the negative.
We started watching Ava DuVernay's film, When They See Us, which is about the Central Park 5 case that happened back in like 89, I believe.
It was 89.
And, you know, so we saw part one. Probably going to watch a little bit of part two tonight, hopefully. If I can get my podcast working right. But
it's getting late.
That was like that shit was kind of crazy because
it made me want to cry.
Because he was saying how the way they got railroaded, like they was just they basically forced all of them into some kind of confession. Their parents weren't there and
lied. Even when like, the parent was there, they messed with that man.
You talking about some yo, where you work at, talking about his job and shit.
You done threatened a man.
The one dude that just came down there, you know what I'm saying, just to support his homeboy, he had nothing to do with it at all. He ended up confessing to raping somebody. He was just like, yeah, man, this is my first rape. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it'll never happen again.
Yeah, this is my first and last rape. Like, what? Nigga, like, do you hear yourself?
I mean, like, and I really feel like we got to have some type of training for black kids to go to. Like, for real, for real. Yeah. Like, they need to be able to withstand being in a room and not cracking.
Yeah.
Because when you tell me to tell you that I did something that I know I didn't do, and then I actually can sit there and write it down, say it on a recording, and be locked the fuck away because I just could not wait another couple of hours to get a burger or to get something to drink or to go to sleep or to see my mama and all this other stuff, and now I have given up my life to these people? That shit is not cool.
It's fucked up.
Because your son, he can't stand when I holler at him. So I would hate to see if he was behind somebody wall and the people got to yelling at him, okay, I did it.
This is what you want to hear. I did it, okay?
Because that nigga can't stand that.
Yeah. And so it was crazy. I'm going to, we're going to have to finish watching
it. We got to finish watching that.
But it broke my, it kind of like messed me up to see how they did these little black boys, man. How they got them to confess to some shit that they didn't do and the way they went about it and then busting them all up. They just picked five boys. As a matter of fact, they were just going down. It was like a straight shakedown of anybody that was in a certain age range. Like, yo, bring them down to the station. You ain't had no lawyers, no parents. It was just fucked up. And that shit was like, come on now. Shit was bananas, bro. So, When They See Us on Netflix, check it out. Everybody's talking about it. It's the it show to watch, so go ahead, check that out so you don't be outside the loop. You know, I knew about it when I was younger. I didn't know in-depth shit about it. I just didn't read that much up on the subject, but I knew I was familiar with it. So, you know, seeing this play out the way it's playing out is pretty, you know, I ain't saying it's cool because the situation was unfortunate, but, you know, it's finally good that we can shed some light on it. And I did notice that Black Twitter then got on to the DA in the case, the Feinstein lady, whatever her name
somebody
is.
Somebody need to come for her head.
Yes, they basically crowded her mention. She didn't cut her social media down. They're calling for people to boycott. She sells books and shit. So they're calling for people to her companies to boycott her books and drop her from all kind of, you know. So they all attacking her now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she's profited off this.
Yeah.
You know, the damn dude in office, you know what I'm saying, the president, He said in 2016 he still believed the boys were guilty after they've been exonerated. Like, he said he still think they did it. You know, Trump was taking out full page ads saying they need to bring back the death penalty behind this case and everything, you know. So
they need to bring it back?
Yeah, that's what he was saying. They need to, in New York, they need to reinstate the death penalty.
Yeah, so you would have killed five people, kids, if you, that's what y'all would have chosen to sentence them with.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't been no giving back. You talking about giving them some money for their trouble, but you done took away my childhood. Yeah. Because you got people who, you locked these kids away. That means they grew up in the system. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a normal childhood. So it's some
six,
stuff.
6 and 13 years.
Yeah. Between so it's some stuff that they not going, they would not have learned because they were not in school. So you didn't have a formal education. Yeah. So therefore, as an adult, even giving me a little check, that don't help me get them years back. That's time I can never live again.
Yeah.
I lived that in prison. And it's not okay. And it's no amount of money that you can give somebody that's going to help them live a life that's going to forget about that traumatic experience.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. So, like I said, when they see us, check it out. It's on Netflix. Anything else we're watching?
Mm-mm.
We haven't watched The Affair in a while, so.
Oh, we got to get back on that.
Yeah, it's a lot of things we need to watch, so. Yeah.
It's the summertime. We'll get back at it.
We're going to break. Song of the week. You know what I'm saying? This is another new thing we're trying out, man. You got song of the week? It could be any song.
Any song? I'm going to say LMA Naked.
LMA Naked is Queen Jern's song of the week. And my song of the week is going to be... What I heard the other day that had me fucking hype. Mine is going to be Song of the Week.
Naked by Ella Mai.
No. No, it's not.
I'm just trying to help you.
I'm going with... I listened to it today. I want to get the name of it right. It's Jay-Z. Since Jay-Z has been named by Forbes as rap's first billionaire. So I'm going to make a Jay-Z song. Let's go with... Off of his album.
How is your song and you don't know it?
Because I've got to find it. Off of Volume 2. It's called Reservoir Dogs, featuring The Lox, Sauce Money, Beanie Siegel, and Hove spitting that hot fire. So, yes, that's my song of the week. Is Reservoir Dogs by Jay-Z. And props to him getting that Billy. So, we'll play both the songs. Tell me if y'all like it. We're gonna try doing it.
Lock. Taking the streets over, motherfucker. Don't get it twisted. Hey yo, yo, shut the fuck up before I blast and banned from TV your ass with no mask. Look at the camera like whoa. Yeah, I did it like a sick white boy in the cold committed to the death of me. I spaz like I'm on ecstasy. Drop 100 bars for real, like I'm looking for a deal. If I ain't hungry, who the fuck is? I'm worse than them African kids. I ain't straight, so my numbers match the Motorola biz. I'm off the streets, I've been wild like I'm fucking kid. If I ain't strapped, that means I took them off my Nikes. Get off mine, y'all talk shit like little children. Wanna ride mine like bitches when I walk up in the building. Cause I catch tans in the winter with wild horse, jet skiing. While you keep warm in corner stores, I make it hot, flooding your block the best way. Professionally, no fine poison in your x-ray. As I get roasted, looking at Biggie posted on my wall. Taking shots of Louis till I fall, nothing to lose. Just load the clip up in the groove and kick rhymes to the poster till I swear big move. My team, you would think was on Thorzine. How we floss, so don't give a fuck what it's costing.
Time to apply it now. Just got a quiet town and tie it down. Make niggas lie it down. Y'all know where to buy it now. Beanie Mac, I supply it now. My squad roll deep in foreign cars with two seats. Couple of fives or six, a few Jeeps. Bagging up coke to last a few weeks. Case niggas wanna test, vest in a few heats. You really wanna test my name? And test my game until you have me. Test my aim? Y'all niggas nuts, like test the clothes. Put you up in your apartment building, best of you. Breath is best for you to keep on walking. Heat from the knocking, keep on sparking. Platinum, Prezi, Bezzy, stay sparkling. Cop off the lot, never see me at the auction. Pine up a Cardi Dawkins when it's honking. Out on the strip until I reach the margin. Not trying to meet the sergeant at the precinct. Eating cheese sandwiches down for the weekend. Locked up with dirty white boys and reeking.
Now if I kill you, I probably do 10 in the box. Come down on the pill, then I'm killing your pops. You feeling the locks? Nigga, why you grilling the locks? If this rap shit don't work, niggas still in the spot. You bring it to me, I gotta lose your family. Gangsters don't die, they get chubby and move to Miami. Shit is deep now, dog, but it gets deeper. Fuck it, the weather's nice and the price is much cheaper. I put it on tape, you gon' buy it. I put it in the bag, you gon' try it. Y'all niggas can't deny it. A lot of cats still trying to study my last bounce. Tell you what, get a beat tape in a half ounce. They got me where I can't be without my large gap. Teflon long sleeve and my hard hat. No matter if I'm opening up or headline, doing the speed limit or pushing red line. 6 months in the county or bedtime. I'ma be the kiss nigga until it's bedtime. Anything I'm on is a classic. Any nigga ever had beef with, son is a bastard. Anytime I spit, spit acid. LOX, Rough Rider, you heard? We got the game mastered.
I told you the pain was coming, you wouldn't listen. You try to play me like a joke, now who got the last laugh? Now take these bullets with you to hell.
Your motherfuckers are sick. Don't think sauce the shit. So many niggas on my nuts, I thought I lost my dick. Picture me falling off, I'm camera shy. Hammers fly, might miss you, but your man to die. What's the difference? Either way, I'm sunning your crew. I fuck the wind, y'all niggas coming to lose. Something to prove? Spit it, we can have a spray off. I lay off whack niggas and kill them on my day off. Ain't nothing for me to bust a tray off. Murder the whole month of April, nigga, just to take May off. Run with more Germans than Adolf. You like crews, now I concentrate on your camp like Jews. Flow hot like a heat wave, bitch. Whips fatter than them shits they beat slaves with. I'm a meal stacking nigga who pull quick. Still packing, for you Phil Jackson niggas on that
board. I don't give a fuck who you are, so fuck who you are. I don't care about a pretty bitch, watch y'all call. I don't care about your block and whoever you shot. I don't care about your album and whenever it dropped. I don't care about your past, if I did I would've asked. I'm too busy lighting roll with a whole lot of hash. As far as this rap shit, I'm 10 steps ahead of niggas shooting backwards, just for practice. Ride or die, nigga hopping in your casket. About to go to hell with you, blow the L with you. Tell the whole world I'm spitting, let them know the shell hit you. I tell niggas quick, suck dick and get a Glock. My name ring bells like Sunday at 12 o'clock. I'm 7:30, bust 6, 10, 11. You know me, slide my man, my joint say below me. I rough ride and pop a fella for Rockefeller. Screaming, what the fuck? Spinning mozzarella.
I know Pop, you can't stand us, cause he cock them hammers. Running your crib, no prisoners. Pop your grandma, locked in a slammer? Nope, popped up in Atlanta. Cropped up in a dropper, popped up the antenna. Whoa, watch your manners when my veins pop like scanners. Like raindrops, you hear the thunder when I cock the cannon. Big things, big chains, ain't shit chains. Get brain in the 4.6 range. Shit main, switch lanes. Every time I hit switch lanes, bitch flip big cane. Flow with no cut, you take it in vain to the brain. Motherfuckers is nodding and throwing up, you know that. You don't wanna owe that man, he'll hit you. Get the picture, Kodak man. Got a love for war, I don't floss no more. I just sit on my money till I'm above the law. How the fuck you gonna stop us with your measly asses? We don't stop at the toes, we got easy passes, nigga. Multiple cars and divas with D-classes. Iceberg sweat with IB on the elastic, yeah. Shit.
Biatch.
What the fuck? You heard me?
Put some more beat on that joint.
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hands. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. Oh, yeah, yeah. Might be a bitch in the morning, so catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love, at the end of the night I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up. Who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up? I want that perfect love, am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars knowing nothing, come not good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked.
Who loves me naked.
Someone who never asks for love, but knows how to take it.
Knows how to take
it. Oh, yeah. Somebody who sees a wall and breaks it. Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked.
Try something new.
Whatever you like,
so,
yeah, partner.
So every week now, you got to come up with a song of the week, too. All right?
Yeah, so, I guess yeah. So. I try to put it in my rubber.
Just throw some extra onto the show, man.
That sounds good to me. Whatever yeah, you like. Whatever you like, baby. All
right. So, now, moving along. I keep it 100. You got to keep it 100?
Yeah. My keep it 100 comes in the form of a public service announcement.
Uh-oh.
100.
And in my favorite store, y'all know what it is, Walmart, you can learn a lot about a person. With the things that they got in their buggy.
Well, depends.
Now, I don't know if this nigga was shopping for himself, his grandma, and some other people in the process. But these are the items that he had. He only had 4 items.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at his face at a quick glance. He looked like he could be about 40, 45 okay. At the most.
All right.
So, brother man had a box of Magnums.
Hey.
Polydent.
Ooh.
Lighters and Dove body wash.
Damn.
He was in the line by himself. He gathered his items and he had a little smirk on his face because it was a female cashier that was checking him out. And I just was, I didn't say anything, but I was just observing this whole process. I'm just saying, be careful what you pick up in the store.
Wow.
Because, I mean, like, you could possibly have been picking up the Polydent for your girlfriend or your grandmama, I don't know, or for yourself, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to understand, like, you got lighters, Magnums.
He might need a lighter.
Okay, but the lighter and the Magnums. Okay. But the Polydent, you know, the lighter, the
lighters
is,
the lighters is for the candles.
And the
for
blunts.
The romantic dinner that he's going to light up. And then the candles around the room, he need a lighter. And, okay. You know, it might be for the little, you know, the sage. He going to light a sage in the room. Okay. And light an incense, you know what I'm saying?
But or, he has some he might female need light. Dove body wash.
Okay, he might go, you know. Bathe her, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got the rose petal.
So where the Polydent coming in?
I mean, the Polydent now, you know, hey.
They said you could bite an apple with them things.
Like you said, that could have been him. And it could have been for the, you know what I'm saying, his date. But I can see all these items working.
Okay.
I can put it together.
All I can say is you can learn a lot from learn a lot about a person by looking at what
not
they got
really, because we don't know what's going on with that guy.
Hey, it's but some you, strange things, yeah. Some strange fruit.
Yes, sir. He might be into some wild shit.
He might be fucking granny.
He might like hot Polydent. Like, yo, I like the heat the Polydent on the gums, boy. Goddamn, teeth be kind of loose, boy. That grip be loose, boy. That shit, hey, who knows, bro? You know.
Be mindful. Hey. Just be mindful.
Damn.
It's a lot to check
Shout
out.
Shout out to him, bro.
Yeah, he getting it in this weekend.
Man, my keep it 100, man.
100.
Ladies, this goes out to y'all. I see y'all ladies under these girls' pictures, talk about body goals. Girl, them body goals. Oh, goals. But these girls are going to doctors and getting surgeries and all that stuff. Them not body goals. Body goals is actually putting in hard work, getting those results. Not going to the fucking Dr. Miami or to your body sculptor and then, you know, making it seem like you really out there working hard when, no, you're not. You just paid for the shit. And true indeed, it's your body. You can do what you want to with it. But you're making it to these other girls feel like they competing with you. Like, that's not competition. Because, like I tell y'all, niggas, I mean, real niggas don't like that cartoon shit, bro.
Real niggas fucking regardless.
But so we don't like that cartoon shit. We don't like, that's not the shit that we like. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, y'all please stop with this, with these changing y'all bodies. Because, like I said, y'all not doing it for us. So, don't blame us in the end. Y'all doing it for the other women. Y'all competing with other women. Because, like I said, we liked y'all before y'all start doing it. You understand? Same amount of women was getting tattooed. Not me. When I mean tattooed, I'm talking about
getting that action.
Getting them cheeks slapped. Same numbers is about the same. So, you know what I'm saying? So, listen. Stop all that bullshit. Them are not body goals, all right?
All right. I got you, my nigga.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Winners and losers. You got any winners?
Yes. I'm going to say my winner is any kid who feel like in 2019 they can tell their parents whatever they got on their mind.
Winner.
I was just informed today that my son would not date a woman like me. Because I argue too much, I'm way too loud, and therefore that's something that he would not be attracted to in anybody who was his prospective girlfriend or significant other. So I learned a valuable lesson today. So, yeah. That shit kind of messed me up.
He said he wouldn't marry no girl like you?
Nope. He said, you're just too loud. You're too loud, and you holler and fuss all the time. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. That's what the nigga told me.
Ah, boy, I tell you, boy.
Yeah. I hope I ain't drove him in the arms of no white woman, though. That's all I can say.
I keep him off them. But my winner, man, was Andy Ruiz Jr.
Winner!
Andy Ruiz Jr. faced Anthony Joshua Saturday night for the heavyweight title. Now, mind you, he wasn't the regular opponent. The other opponent couldn't fight because he messed the drug test up. So they called Andy Ruiz to fill in for the fight. And fill in, did he. Not only did Andy Ruiz come out there looking like some melted ice cream, and he just looked so regular out there. And, you know, did I show you the picture of him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Let me tell you.
I know I can't have breathe, though.
This man came out there. He looked like me. He looked like every man. He looked like some dude that worked at Walmart stocking. You know what I'm saying? He looked like... Look at him, man. Look at him. That's your heavyweight champion right there.
He fat.
Yes. He was out there with the no muscle definition. Had the
talking about the man boobs.
Man boobs. On top of the stomach. Everything. Like, bruh. Like, listen.
I mean, this tattoo, he got to look sad.
He did that for all us regular dudes out there. The ones that don't go to the gym, that ain't jogging. I ain't putting up my little miles I ran on Facebook every day.
I think that's kind of cute.
No pictures in the gym, working out, lifting weights. Nah, fuck that. He did that for the niggas. Like, look, Andy looked like that motherfucker. Hey. That bit was eating a plate before the goddamn fight.
Oh, had to be.
That man had grandma, Abuela's goddamn, what you call them shit? Some tamales. He had some homemade they brought him. He was eating them damn tamales before the fight. Then the funny thing about it, like I was telling my buddy, man, I was like, look, bruh. The dude, a Mexican, bro, like, he really think he gonna get in there and fight a Mexican, and Anthony Joshua apparently underestimated the power of Mexicans, because when he knocked him down, he knocked him down, and he thought, like, oh, I done knocked him down. No, to a Mexican, the fight don't start till you knock him down. So once then, he knocked him down, boom, buddy got up, boom, dropped his ass twice. Then between rounds, they don't know that he was drinking beer. The Mexican was drinking beer, so that only fueled the fight even more. Like, cause I mean, you gotta look at Andy Ruiz. He looked like that Mexican dude that whoever his family is, they call him like, "Yo, Julio, come get your uncle, man. He down here at the bar. He causing a fight again. He done knocked out somebody."
You think so?
Yeah, he's like a barroom brawler, man. Like, he just was out there, man. And so
he had a good time. He did his thing.
And like, he was just so humble after he won. And it was just like a heart. Like, it was like the moment of 2019, bro. Like, it was just like, wow.
You think so?
Like, he did it for all the regular dudes. He was just like, I mean, you know, if you dream big, man, this what happened, man. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, he was real humble, man. So shout out to him, man. Golly, that's going to be the picture this week. Andy Ruiz, man. Simple as that.
Okay.
Yes.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with my chest. So that was one of my winners. My other winner was...
You got another winner?
Yes, I got two winners. You know, I had to spice it up this week.
I guess.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Winner.
he's a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, so he ran Antonio Brown out of town. And Juju is an overall great guy. You know, the fans love Juju. Fans love him so much. This kid had a date for the prom. He got stiffed for his date. Juju went to the prom with the dude as his date.
What?
Yeah, he went to the prom as with a dude as his date. You know what I'm saying? That's how, you know, because he didn't have a date, so Juju went to the prom. Well, they dressed up in matching suits and everything, you know. You see the picture right there.
Okay.
So, you know. So, yeah, Juju my winner for going to the prom with the little dude, bro. Like, shout out to Juju. Okay.
Shout out.
Losers. You got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to say my loser today is going to be Florida Man number one and Florida Man number two.
Loser.
Florida Man number one, I encountered at my favorite store, Walmart. This is a young nigga. Now, you done walked all the way to Walmart to get whatever you had to get. On your way out, you drop your weed. Now, I don't know if I did a good thing or not, but I said, excuse me, sir.
Did it look like some loud?
I don't know what none of that stuff looked like.
Did it look like some good weed? Did it look just...
I gave it back to the young man, and he was very happy.
How big a bag was it?
It was just like, fell out of his little blunt wrapper.
Oh, so it was like a little small amount.
Yeah. But he was like, oh, thank you so much. He was like, if you was a police, I'd be going to jail today.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm just like, sir, first of all, I would act like that shit was already on the ground.
Yeah, like,
I don't know where that fell from. It fell out the sky or something, but it wasn't mine. But the nigga was, I mean, he was just so thankful for it. But at the same time, you done lost your shit. If I was a grimy person, whether I knew what to do with it or not, I would have got it and just put it to the side since I know I live with a chimney. So, I could at least say, well, hey, I don't know if this would be anything that you would want or not. You probably would throw it in the trash, but I at least tried to help a nigga who was falling apart. I guess it was yesterday.
Okay.
Then my other Florida man.
Loser.
No name because they're still looking for the suspect. But he hit a Florida highway trooper.
Okay.
Trying to avoid a traffic stop.
Oh.
Now, you in a white BMW. You hit the darn police officer. Luckily, the police officer was able to get treated from his injuries, and he's just home recovering. But in the meanwhile, they did find the car, but they got to find the driver of the vehicle. So, hopefully it won't be long, but yeah, the Florida man, number one and number two, they gave me some excitement for their foolery.
Gotcha, Mo. My losers, I got two losers also. My first loser is the principal... who had to resign because he got arrested at a D.C. strip club while on a field trip.
So the field trip was at the strip club?
No. The kid, okay, let me read the story. A school principal was arrested last week at a Washington, D.C. strip club while students were on a school field trip. According to the police report, officers responded to Archibald's Gentlemen's Club in Washington, D.C. for an intoxicated man refusing to pay his bill.
Mm.
Holy Family Principal Michael Kamau.
Wait a minute. Say the school name again.
Holy Family. So, Kamau, so that's, you know, Louisiana. So, Kamau allegedly was observed standing in the roadway refusing to move, according to the police report. It went on to say officers asked Kamau, or come out, whatever, multiple times to move out of the roadway, but he refused. He was arrested for public intoxication and possession of open container of alcohol. So the Diocese of Baton Rouge confirmed today that Michael, whatever, principal at Holy Family School in Port Allen, was arrested on May 30th while on a school-sponsored trip to Washington, D.C. The incident occurred when the students on the field trip were in their hotel rooms for the evening under the supervision of other chaperones. He had been principal of Holy Family School for 5 years, and prior to that time, he served in public education in the surrounding area. Wow. So, he goes up in the strip club, gets arrested, while the kids are, man, listen.
And you a principal at the church school.
Hey, man.
How the hell you a principal at the church school?
He heard about them D.C. strip clubs. Hey. He had to see if
okay,
it was
he
real.
Had to see it for himself, but he ain't bring enough money with him.
He was like, yo, I mean, hey. I mean, but see, at that point in time, he's got to pay the bill, whatever it is.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to pay the bill, but
yeah,
you didn't argue.
You can't argue like, what? No. What do you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't sit there and argue that shit. No, I'm not going nowhere till you get my car back. No, you're not charging my car. Go ahead and get rid of it, man. Pay the money. get it on. You on a school trip. Now look at yourself. Now you done lost all the bag. That stripper done fucked you over.
Yeah, he done lost that job. And was running.
That was not a whole song. They stopped the song.
And so now you only gonna give the man, the lady, $5?
Where was the... There's usually three verses in that song. You only play two. I'm not paying for a whole song.
Uh-huh, sir. We got to call the police.
Nope. Not doing it. Sorry. Call whoever you want to fucking call.
And they did.
Yep. Got his ass to fuck up out the paint. God damn. So you my loser. My second loser. Oh, God. It's this little kid. 7-year-old. I think he's kin to Saul White. I think it's Saul White's little nephew. He's raising money for Trump's border wall.
Loser.
He hits $22,000. His name is Benton Stevens, 7-year-old from Austin, Texas. He's receiving national attention after raising $22,000 to help fund a section of the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. The boy raised an impressive amount by selling hot chocolate, local news station said. While he's pleased with the $22,000, he said his goal is to raise a grand total of $50,000 for the project. Wow. He said, since the summertime, he's selling lemonade. His mother said her son's fundraising efforts began back in February after he watched President Donald Trump's State of the Union address. He said he was inspired to raise money for President Trump because he saw that Trump really wanted to build a wall. Wow. Wow. So, yeah, you're my loser, Lil Benton, because I'm pretty sure you're getting stuffed in the lockers. Pretty sure you're an asshole little kid. I mean, hey, I admire your hustle spilling. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's a dickhead. You can't be about 7 years old talking about build a wall in Texas. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Like, I hope you live, you homeschool, because if you go to public school spitting that bullshit, you're gonna meet your fate with a fist. Some little kid gonna bust you in your shit, Benton.
Oh yeah, they gonna give him the business.
I bet you that wall should have stopped then. So, yeah. So, those are my losers, man. Shout-outs. You got any shout-outs?
You know I do.
Here we go, people.
Get ready. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all, representing my city. What, nigga?
Is it over?
It's over. It don't take all day to do nothing.
Okay, gotcha. My shout-outs go a little bit like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Rick James, bitch, Ruler Myself, RT3, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston, Dr. Abrasive, everybody at the Dr. Abrasive Network, go over to drabrasive.com, check out my brother, Dr. Abrasive. You got that disrespectful motherfucker, MJ, you got K-Law, the truck driver, and you got brother Dr. Cam over there. Go check my favorite dirt bags online now. Go check them out. See what they got cooking up for you. Shout out to 12 Cal and the 12 Cal Podcast, man. Good brother 12 Cal. Always makes a good show. Go check him out. 12 Cal Podcast, the number 12 Cal Podcast, man. Go check him out. Shout out to Master Ray, K4, the Back Talk Podcast. Shout out to the Something Light Podcast, the Hot Box Podcast, the Unpopular Opinion Podcast, the Unadvised Opinion Podcast, any other podcast that fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Sleazy. Shout out to Mr. Billy D. Braille, aka Mr. Talk It TV. Go check him out. Look him up on fucking YouTube. That's Talk It, TEEVEE. You know what I'm saying? Go check him out. Let's see who else we got. Shout out to Amazing App. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Who else? Come on, give me more people. Shout out to Mr. Anwar Austin, man. Shout out to you, brother. Always a good brother, Mr. Anwar, man. Hey, bro, you're a funny guy. And let's see. Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kid. And shit. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Oh. I almost forgot them. You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
Yeah.
The heat. This is the heat. Blame it on the heat.
Yeah, bro. It's hot as a motherfucker.
It is.
But yeah, bro. Man, anybody else, man, to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Man. Woo. Episode 356 in the books. Goddamn. Hey, we appreciate y'all coming through. Don't forget, like, comment, subscribe. Hit the voicemail up at 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. And we'll play it on the show. Well, I don't know about you, but now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. NAP. Peace out, niggas. PY. No. Oh, YAF. No, Y.
I mean,
yeah, it's NAP. PYA. Hey, niggas, we about to go. FRO. Oh shit, it. Nigga. That's this it. Shit is over with. We out this bitch, man.
Black people,
it's your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Hey, white bullshit. I'm gonna get that shit right, though. But we out this motherfucker, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com